Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict visited Rome's Capitoline Hill today, meeting with the mayor and other civic leaders. He is the first pope to make the visit to the seat of the city's government since Pope John Paul in 1998. Charles Collins has the story.
Pope Benedict greeted the people of Rome on Monday from the Campidoglio, seat of the city's government. Speaking to thousands of people in the piazza designed by Michelangelo, Pope Benedict said that after decades of working in Rome, he felt Roman, but even more so since becoming the city's bishop.
Dicevo che il cuore romano è un cuore di poesia.
He spoke of the Roman heart, which he said is poetic in nature, and that beauty is its natural charism. He also expressed his spiritual closeness to those citizens of the city who are having hard times and encouraged them to persevere through adversity. His remarks came after meeting with the mayor and other city officials.
Tante altre cose vorrei dire in questo momento. Come vescovo di questa città,
during his address to the civic leaders, the Pope also spoke about those in hard times, especially people who cannot pay for their basic necessities, like rent. He called on political leaders to do all they can to help the poor and less fortunate. He also spoke about the many migrants in the city and noted Rome has always been a welcoming city, especially over the past centuries. The Holy Father pointed out that as Rome becomes a multi-ethnic and multi-religious metropolis, integration is difficult and complex. However, Pope Benedict said, drawing on the roots of its history molded by ancient law and the Christian faith, Rome will find the strength to reject any form of intolerance and discrimination. After his visit to the Campidoglio, the Pope went to the nearby church of St. Francesca Romana and visited the monastery of the Oblates of Mary. There, in the heart of Rome, the Pope said the basilica is a reminder of the importance of the spiritual dimension of the city. He said the monastery and all contemplative communities are called to be the spiritual lungs of society. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.